We're doing the Drashat HaRamban, Torah Hashem Tmimah, page Chaf Vav, V'Tanya. He's quoting a Medrash, Chizkiah Bachiya Omer. Chizkiah, the son of Chiyah, says the following, Divrei Torah Atara L'Rosh Anak L'Gagert Melugma L'Lev Klirot La'Ain R'tiyah L'Makah Kosekin Ibn Amayim U'Marbe L'Guf. The Medrash says like this, the words of Torah are a crown for your head, they're a necklace for your throat, they're a cure for the heart, they're an embalming, they're a cure for the eye, they are a bandage for your wound, they are an elixir for your intestines, and they cure your whole body. And now he quotes a verse, Atara L'Rosh Ne'emar Kliviatchenem L'Roshecha. We find a verse in Mishlei that says, the words of Torah will be a crown on your head, Anak L'Gagot Ne'emar V'Anakim L'Gagotecha. The verse says they are the necklace around your neck. Melugma lalev, the cure for the heart, as the verse says, Mesamche lev, the words of Torah should make your heart happy. Guys, if you're not happy learning, then you got to do something about your learning. Kilorit la'ayin, they cure the eye, as the verse says, Me'irat einayim, Torah should give light in your eyes. If a person is learning and he feels like the world is becoming a darker place, so then he has to, again, think about his learning. Ritiyah l'makah, it's a cure for a wound, as the word says, the verse says, Rifuti l'sharecha, it's a cure for, sharecha is actually the center of force by the navel, right? Kosi karin libnei me'ayim, it's an elixir for the intestines, as the verse says, Shikula atzmotecha. U'minayin sh'nivlad b'ramah ha'verim sh'ba'adam. How do we know Torah is absorbed in all the limbs of man? As the verse says, U'l'chol b'saro marpe. Torah is the cure for the all of man. So you have to be open to hearing it's the cure. You have to listen, if you pay attention. We sometimes miss things. Five or six years ago, I started having, I guess they call them pus pimples, but it was a little bit more serious than that. And I went to a skin doctor, and he wanted to put me on medication, which would basically be medication for life. So I wasn't too happy with that. So I went to another skin doctor who basically wanted the same thing, and I wasn't happy with that. So I was trying to figure out what to do. And at that same time, we were having trouble with our front door. It wouldn't unlock. So we'd sometimes be locked in the house. We couldn't get the door open. So we called in a door expert who said, look, you guys should really put in a new door. And that would have cost about 2,000 shekel in that situation. I didn't want that. I knew my landlord had just been fired and he didn't have work. So I called him up. I said, what should I do? And he was a nice guy. He said, you don't have to live in a house where you can't get out of the house, where it's potluck. You're not sure whether the door will unlock or not. If that's what it'll cost, that's what it'll cost. So I wasn't happy about it. I said to him, look, I don't want you to foot this bill. So over 1,000 shekel, it's a lot of money. He said, what choice do we have? I said, if you're okay, let's call in one more door expert. I called one. Let's see if we can get someone else who will do it. And I did this because I wanted to be a nice guy to him. Now, I called in the next guy, and he comes in. Happened to be a guy who was local at the time, here in Givat Shaul. And as he's working, I offer him a cup of coffee. And he tells me, yeah, we can fix this door. It'll cost you 150 shekel, and it'll be good as new. Okay, so I made him a good cup of coffee, and as I gave it to him, I asked him, do you want another one? There's more hot water, there's more coffee. He said to me, no, I shouldn't do that. I said, as you wish. He rolls up his sleeve, and he shows me a bunch of what look like pus pimples. He says to me, you see all of these? I drink too much coffee during the day, and that's why I get these. So I shouldn't even drink the one cup I asked you for. The two cups is really a sin for me. I shouldn't do that. And I listened then and I said, wow, interesting. And guess what? 2 weeks later, everything was gone by me. I stopped drinking coffee for 2 weeks and I was all better. But what struck me was that I called the skin doctor, who happens to have graduated from one of the top medical schools in the United States, and he's considered one of the top doctors in the country. And I said to him, you remember you want to put put me on medication for at least a half a year, and you said I might have to continue on it for life. Guess what? It's all about coffee. And I could hear him on the phone basically going, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it shocked me. So I made a meeting. And I came to him and I said, you remember me? And obviously he didn't. I was one of many patients. And I said to him, here's what I was here for. Here's what you wanted to do to me. And here's a cure I just discovered. And the guy wasn't listening. So I said, you know, this should interest him. So a few years later, same great doctor, I had skin tags that were bothering me. So he said to me, you could burn them off with laser. So a very good friend of mine said, don't do that. Let me go online and check. And they found online that if you take a cotton ball, soak it in water, and then put tea tree oil on it, and you put it under a bandage on a skin tag, for a week the skin tag comes off. So I said, I got nothing to lose. I tried it and it came off. So again, I went back to the doctor and I said, hey, you won't believe this. This works. And I got the same answer. Now, as a skin doctor, you should be interested. You know, I'm giving him an easy, almost painless solution. It hurts a little bit, but it's not. So that struck me about how we could not be open. We could look at things and not see them. When we learn Torah, the Torah has a lot of solutions for life. The Ramban will describe to us how the Torah can give us all the solutions for life, because Torah is about leading the balanced life. The question is, are we open to seeing it? And very often always, every one of us has our blind spots, things where we're not open to hearing different. So when we read this, the Ramban is purposely starting off with this. He's saying, listen up, because we're going to talk about a lot of things that affect you. ואודומר דוד המלך עליו השלום גלנה והביטה נפלון תורתך אביננו ויצרה תורתך לכל תכלה ראיתי קצר חבר מצוותך מאוד ופסוקים הרבה יש מזה עניין בנביאים וכתובים. We find many verses throughout the Tanakh שהם משבחים התורה, they praise the Torah שהיא יקרה ונכבד מכל מה שיש בעולם, that it is more precious, more honorable than anything in the world, וחמורה ונעלמת מכל החכמים והנביאים. And the smartest people on the planet, they're missing it. Even the prophets are missing it, meaning the Torah is so great that even the great scholars of Torah are not getting everything in Torah. No one has encompassed Torah. וצריכים אנו לשאול ולפרש מהו היקר והכבוד הזה. So we have to ask, what's all this honor? What's so great? What's so precious about Torah? ומהי החוכמה הגדולה הזאת שבתורה? ולא נראית פשוטה. What's the great wisdom that's in Torah? It seems simple. ואפילו התלמידים קוראים בה ויודעים אותה. Look at the average kid. He's learning Torah. You know, this 10-year-old tells me, I can do the Tanakh. Right? Wait a second. ואפילו אומות עתיקות, אבל למדוה. People all over the world have copied Torah into all the languages and they think they're learning it. ועוד שמעצמם יש להם נימוסים וחוקים. Look around the world. People have their culture, their ethic, their laws. נראים קרובים לחוקי התורה ומשפטיה. Certainly seems like there are cultures around the world that are very similar to Torah. So what's so unique? And that's where we'll pick up Bezat Shem next week.